It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. All this week, we're previewing the fall arts season. And this morning, WNYC's theater critic Jennifer Venasco joins us to review some of the highlights of the upcoming shows on and off Broadway. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Richard.
So last year, everyone was trying to get a ticket to Hamilton. I have to say, I missed the boat on this one. I didn't get them too early. So what are going to be the big draws this season on Broadway?
Nothing is going to be Hamilton this year. Probably nothing will be Hamilton for a really long time. The one thing I noticed, though, is that producers are really stacking plays with celebrities this year. I could give you a laundry list. There's Jake Gyllenhaal, Sally Field, Bette Midler, Laura Linney, Cynthia Nixon. It goes on and on and on. And of course, as you know, that's because celebrities can really fill seats.
They sell
plays.
The tickets. So which shows with celebrities really stand out to you?
One of those is The Front Page. Nathan Lane, John Goodman, John Slattery from Mad Men, they're all in that.
This is the 1928 classic about newspaper reporters.
Right, exactly. His Girl Friday was based on that really fantastic movie. There's also Diane Lane and Joel Grey. They're going to be in The Cherry Orchard. I'm really excited about this version because it's a new adaptation by Stephen Karam. He won the Tony for The Humans last year. And I love that show. And part of it is because it really captures how we can simultaneously love and hate our families, how they can be excellent for us and really terrible. And that feels very Chekhov to me. So I'm looking forward to what he does with it.
What are some of the other shows that's standing out to you?
Well, another thing that's really interesting about this season is you can see some really important American playwrights. Some productions that haven't been on Broadway for a long time are now coming back. There's Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes. We've all seen a million versions of The Glass Menagerie. But this one has director Sam Gold. He did Fun Home. And he really kind of takes emotional works and grounds them in kind of everyday details. So I think this might be like a less ethereal, less fragile Glass Menagerie than we've seen before. I'm interested in seeing how that will go.
And Jennifer, this is where I start feeling old because there's a lot of original productions that are now coming back as revivals. I'm specifically thinking of Falsettos.
Yes, on the musical side, there's Falsettos. It'll be interesting to see if that feels like a period piece. You know, that is kind of about gay identity in the beginning of the AIDS years. It hasn't been on Broadway since 93. This is its first revival.
So, okay, I've got family coming to town. People ask this all the time. They're going to see Broadway. They want the razzle and dazzle. What should I bring them to see?
This is the most common question I get around the station. Mostly people, what they really want to see when their family comes in, they want to see a musical. And Bette Midler is in Hello, Dolly in the spring.
Which I saw Carol Channing do, by the
way. You did? Yes. Oh, I bet that was amazing. Well, hopefully this will be equally amazing.
And what about off-Broadway?
You know, off-Broadway to me is really where the really interesting things happen. The Public Theater has this Gabriel family series. It's a family sitting around a dinner table, and that sounds so boring, except they really get into the meat of politics. And the amazing thing about that play, the playwright is writing it right up to opening night. So the second play is September 16th. The third is Election Day. Hmm. And the Election Day play will have been written up
to
Election Day.
Really?
It will include things that Trump had said that week.
Oh,
I mean, it's kind of an amazing series. One other thing is, where did we sit on the bus at Ensemble Studio Theater? This is based on a question from a Latino school kid. He was learning about Rosa Parks, and he said, okay, white people are on the front of the bus, black people are on the back of the bus. Where did Latinos, where were Hispanics? So I think that's going to be an interesting perspective about race.
And these are all off-Broadway.
Richard, the thing I want everybody listening to take away from this is you should see an off-Broadway play. You know, that's where all the good stuff happens.
That's where Hamilton started, right?
Exactly. That's where Hamilton started. That's where The Humans started. Less expensive. Tickets are easier to get. Venues are smaller. It's just a really fantastic experience.
So for more on what to see in the theater this season, check out WNYC.org. WNYC's theater critic Jennifer Venasco is with us. Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thanks, Richard.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling, you'll never go.